All right, I make it top of the hour, so we'll go ahead and get started. Let's take a look at questions. So Yosh says, what's the dog doing? The dog is desperately trying to sort of engage with me right now because I accidentally woke them up. There's paper on my desk, which sounds like, you know, food. So when I moved that whilst I was rummaging around trying to get the camera sorted, it woke them up. Let's see what view we get now. They have actually settled down, not in like an ideal way, but there we go. You can see the steps at the end there as well. Because, yeah, I got them steps. Like, who wouldn't? All right, moving forwards to how is Prime doing? I'm kind of tired. I've got like lots of meetings with Europe coming up and occurring, so I gotta like exist basically. My favorite video game of all time just launched their remake of it today, so I'm gonna be playing that as soon as I can. Let's move forwards. What am I doing? I'm sat here talking to you. Let's move forwards to Rampa's question. Rampa says, will there be an await for async programming? I may remember it being requested on GitHub sometime, and the issues are now silent and no async await anyway. Remember that issues don't go silent. Like, we get this a lot. Like, people are like, but no one's commented on the issue. Like, it doesn't mean that we're not looking at the issue or that we don't care about the issue. It just means that there's like thousands of issues and we're just trying to get work done, right? We're just trying to figure out like the best order to do things, which way we can slice things, right? So if there's GitHub issues, we'll look at them when we can. VT says, why was the first thing I said couch? Because I'm trying to point a webcam at the dog. Oh my god, they've settled into a cute place. So that was good. I did clean the lens there, but there still appears to be, like, it looks like there's, like, I don't know, like a soft blur around the edges. I'll clean it with some, like, actual spray after this. Moving forwards. Alexis, I haven't launched Resonate this week. Did the new world data feed replace the world browser data as fetched? No. So the current world browser is still using the legacy component. Enjoy empty couch webcam now. It will do, though. We're going to be working with the content team to make a new world browser using that world's data feed. Nuki says, I want advice on making distant scenery aka fake. Skyboxes work. I'm trying to set up a scene such that the skybox will never be rendered in front of anything. The fake skybox will always be rendered in front, but behind everything else, the fake skybox will never distance clip. I think I have a video on that one. If I don't have a video on that one, I don't know. Feta, enough. Oh, butt cam. We got butt cam. Hello, mister. He's on my lap now. What's up? What do you want? We almost had a picture of your butthole. Everyone that tunes in now is going to be like, why is there a webcam of a blanket? So I'll turn that off. Blanket cam, yeah. Yeah, it looks like I don't actually have a video on fake skyboxes. Yeah, I whenever I need to do that, I just make a sphere, and then I put materials on it until it works. Draconis, can we get an example use of the new doo-doo shid file component? You can't use it. Like, Syro was like very quick in getting everything up and compiling. And they're like, I don't really know what to do now. I'm going to try making a component. And so they made a component. And that's that. It also tests workflow, right? You know, like edit code, compile, and then you see that in game. Means like the whole workflow's working. As he says, any new interesting features the content team wants to add to the upcoming new world browser? Yeah, so we want to do, like, I always say this, like, as an example, but, like, if you go to Twitch's front page, or you go to Netflix's front page, or you go to Amazon's or YouTube's front page, like, basically, like, any front page on the internet of content, you'll see, like, bands of content, right? Sometimes they're horizontal, sometimes they're vertical, like the shape doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that you can see that there are blocks of content and that there are decisions that are being made to put those blocks of content there. That's the sort of thing that we can kind of play around with now with the world's data feed. So we could have, for example, a section at the top of the new world browser that has like featured worlds, and then it could scroll through it and have like avatar worlds, stuff like that. A bit sort of network Netflix style. Netflix categories do get a little bit confusing. For example, I had one the other day, which was like sci-fi films featuring a strong female lead. And I'm like, I'm happy that that's a category, but that's incredibly specific. That's incredibly specific. You know, that's like the most specific category I've ever seen. Up next, we've got Lex's question. Do you think Syro has integrated well with the team? It's like their second day, man. I don't know. It's like their second day. We already have a fix out and in the update notes from them, so that's good to see. I know some people will be like, "Well, how long does it take?" Like, Sarah's been like writing mods for a long time, so the time it took them to get working is not my concern. Para says, "I'm fairly new, so I'm not sure whether this is maybe a bug or not. It might be a bug. It might not. We can, you know." We'll just keep on reading. Equipping clothing items with Shadowcast set to on seems to darken the entire world as if the skybox goes dim. I'm not entirely sure that should be related to anything to do with your avatar, but I am aware of the skybox going dim thing sometimes happening. I'm not sure what causes it, but I do think there is a GitHub issue for that one. So do take a look at the GitHub. Maybe someone can find it. I'm not sure. So I was experimenting with the... Sorry, Electronus says, I was experimenting with the grid container. I got it to work, but any facets that were put on it had to be scaled up to 1,000 to be visible. Any idea why this might be? I don't know. I'd have to look into the grid container component. I can look, but we'll save that for when we're running out of questions later. Exa says, do you agree that J4 is cute? I don't know. I've met like J4 like 2 or 3 times in Resonite, and those are always times where I'm like working on stuff in Resonite, so I'm just like alt-tabbed and being antisocial in the corner and suddenly waking up every like hour for a couple of minutes. That's how I that's how I work on Resonate. Echo says, any tips for someone who might want to make mods but has zero C# experience and little general programming experience? So mods are like really hacky, and like, you know, everyone knows this. Basically, like the core part of a mod is find this area in the code base and add, remove, update, change how it works. That's what a mod does. You'll see that as like prefix, suffix sometimes. Lots of mods are just prefixes, right? Because they change the data, the way that data goes into a function, such that it's different in how the mod wants. So it's like it's a level of difficulty beyond regular programming, because you're like modifying other people's compiled code, using, you know, tools that are meant to do that, but it's still like it's a level above that. So I don't recommend starting at mods, particularly if you have zero C# experience. The best way to do that is to just actually learn programming, because you said you've got little general programming experience as well. So you're going to need to learn programming and C#, and like there's no real easy way to do that. I will say that Microsoft's resources on C# are getting better and better, and that's because Microsoft has an invested interest in ensuring that people know how C# works, because it's like their language and all their products run it, etc. It's like there's no real like easy way to say it. You just gotta learn some programming. If you want some recommended resources, I can put some together, etc. One of the things I will say is that you need to try and remember, like, there's this abbreviation which I refer to. This is a YouTube. I don't want to do a YouTube video. Just give me, like, text, man. Here we go. I think this is the one that I already linked a couple of times. So it's like an abbreviation that talks about, like, how to learn things. Much like other things in school that you aren't taught, for example, how to do taxes, they should also spend some time teaching you, particularly earlier on in school, how to learn. How to learn and knowledge management is like a really big sort of field of education. It's just not taught in schools. So that abbreviation, I don't agree with everything that article I sent learns, but like of all the ones I agree with, the top one that says forget is the one that I agree with most. Lots of people will come into Resonite and they'll be like, well, what language is Protoflux like? And I'm like, well, it's not really like any language, right? Because it doesn't. It does have variables that you can save to various places, but they don't function as variables would in a text-based language. Right? You can't like refer to them with text, etc. There's also no classes or objects. There are sort of, if you want to do dynamic variables and stuff like that, and there probably will be in the future, but there aren't, right? So the way that I decide to learn Protoflux was forget. Is there knowledge that exists in my programming knowledge that will help with the learning of Protoflux? Yes, there is absolutely knowledge that will. Is there knowledge that will hurt me in learning Protoflux that I have with my programming experience? Absolutely. And one of those biggest ones is constantly comparing it to other programming languages. At a certain point, and if you plan to learn programming and you want to actually make it a career or make it your hobby for a considerable amount of time, as long as some of the other people in here have been doing, so for me it's been about 20 plus years now that I've been programming, at a certain point, you know every programming language. And it's not that you learn them or that you know them. You just know what programming code looks like. And so if a new language comes out, it might take you an afternoon to sort of figure out the syntax. But beyond that, you can just use it. And again, one of those things is forgetting. So I've been meaning to look into Elixir and the Phoenix framework for web-based services and stuff like that, because I think it's kind of interesting to see what an entirely sort of 2020 on onwards programming language can do. And when I look into that, I'm not going to be looking at that and constantly being like, oh, this is like C#. I'm just going to be like, that's code. This is how it works. This is what a conditional looks like. This is what a loop looks like. And if I do a project in that language, I'm going to be Googling how to do things like that. I still Google how to do various things in C#, and I'm working on the code base. Like, I can never remember, for example, how to do a for each loop. I just cannot remember it. Because, like, in some languages, it's for space each. In others, it's for each one word. And then, like, sometimes the loop variable is inside brackets. Sometimes the loop variable is outside of brackets. Sometimes there's, like, other stuff around it. And so I'll Google it all the time. And if you are a programmer and you don't do that, you're lying, right? At a certain point, you just forget stuff and you Google it. And being a good programmer isn't about remembering stuff like that. It's about being able to recall that knowledge in whichever way gets the job done. So if that's referring to a piece of old code that you wrote that you know has that syntax or that technique in it, that's fine. If it's going back to Stack Overflow and finding a solution to your problem, that's fine. That shows initiative. If it's sitting there and doing like a Doctor Strange looking at the all possibilities of a fight to try and find out how to write a for each loop, that's your method. Cool, go for it. Don't expect that you have to sort of memorize everything. Let's scroll down this like fast abbreviation. I won't read the whole thing, but I'm just going to look at the abbreviation letters and see what we've got. Active. So active is about being active when you're learning. I see a lot of people, for example, historically, that were like, hey, I don't want to learn Protofox because I'm too dumb for that. And that isn't me calling them dumb. That's themselves calling themselves dumb, which is just a horrific way to sort of go about learning. Like, you aren't dumb. Like, at some point you learn to walk, and walking is a very complicated electromechanical thing that is very, very complicated. And you're able to do that, and you do it every day. But the reason is you do it every day. So if you learn to program and you do it every day, you'll do it every day. So be active in your learning. Don't be lazy about it. State's another thing. I know that we have a lot of attention span issues in modern society where, you know, you can't really sit still or focus on anything. But maybe recognize that and don't try and learn when you're in the incorrect state. So before learning, check, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Do you need to go anywhere? Is there a little dog that's going to interrupt you and want to go out for a walk in the middle of your office hours? Mr. Feta, you know, make sure you've got the right state there. Teach is another big one. That's the sort of end of the original abbreviation, which was fast. Teach. I make tutorials. I learn. I remember stuff for tutorials easier. Just teach, right? If you teach something, you'll remember it. Yeah, I don't really understand why this next one in like this article is called entry. I don't really know what it means. If you read the like section, they're talking about scheduling learning time, which to me just feels like state again. So I'll just skip that one. Review. Yep, review is another good one. You have to review knowledge. You can't expect to remember everything. You need to declare basically bankruptcy on your memory. There is also the J4's talking about it. There is the I hope some research is being done into it, because like I don't understand like why it works, but like the more chaotic my computer is, the faster at working I am. And if you guys had like a direct screen share feed of me doing technical work, you would like be shocked at some of the way I do things. A bit like that Resonite package tutorial where I just like smush stuff together. Like, that is life, right? You just smush it together. And there are some points where I've got, like, 4 YouTube videos on the go, each at slightly different speeds, different topics, and I'll, like, tab between them and watch, like, 30 seconds of each until the right sort of, like, combination of, like, brain ingredients are being added together to give me focus. It's really weird. It was actually really good when I worked for Mixer, because it was kind of natural that you would have... the Mixer homepage, or at least a Mixer stream, up while you're working, because maybe you're testing it. But it basically let me, at a Microsoft office, have that level of distraction that I need to focus, and no one ever questioned it. It was like, you know, you walk into Prime's office at Mixer, and it'd be like, how many streams do you have up right now? And it'd be like, 8. Like, how are you focusing? It's like, I'm, you know, just testing a complicated bug. And they'll be like, oh, of course you are, because you work on Mixer. And I'm like, yep. Little day, no, even if I wasn't testing a complex bug, I'd have like 8 streams open. It's just it's the way focus works today. Let's take a look additional questions, seeing as that went on a long time. But like, honestly, like, most strongest thing I can recommend for learning is attitude. Your attitude needs to be, this is going to suck, but I'm going to do it because I want to do it. There's like drive and motivation, but there's one that is beyond that, which is like will. And like, will is, I will will myself to learn this. I have no motivation to learn it right now, but because of my sheer force of will, I will learn it. And you'll start getting somewhere. Let me take a look at what's next. Just scrolling up a little bit. Okay, so that's Exo's question, which we talked about for like 20 minutes, but that's great. We'll move on. Hanu says, is Primetime going to Twitch at some point? Absolutely not. I want to keep it to voice only because it enables me to work effectively. Other people are experimenting with Twitch, and that's fine. What I want to do, and I've been reiterating this to the team, is that we can do other like shows, and I put shows in like, you know, air quotes, right? Office Hours is just one show under our belt. Like, we can do other stuff. For example, one of the things I wanted to do on our Twitch channel at some point, but I'm so busy I don't know when I'll be able to do it, is like bring me your problem, I will fix it, and we'll talk about it. So someone comes in and they, like, you know, there's like a little table and they put it down and they're like, hey, my gun or whatever doesn't work, can you take a look at it? And I'll be like, sure, and we'll learn something along the way. I was thinking of calling it like Dr. Prime or something like that, you know. That would be a good show, but that isn't Office Hours. Like, the whole point of Office Hours is meant to be like quick questions, right? But it's up to people. I don't really mind. The only thing I do mind is like co-opting the name of the segment, right? Make it a different show, right? Fruks wants to at some point do like a more casual thing where he's maybe playing other games, maybe like Doom or something like that, one of his favorite games, and people can just ask questions. So it's less like Office Hours, it's more like hanging out and being open to questions. I also want to do stupid game shows. I actually asked the content team to include some sort of podiums or stage components in their Dawn set, because they're constantly adding more stuff to the Dawn set. So I'm like, hey, could you add some podiums, right? Because like, I can build like a stage, but I just need like some podiums. The game shows I want to do are Price is Right, but instead of price, it's the number of slots in an item. So it's just like, this crossbow features like blah 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 blah, and like a red dot sight, blah 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 blah. Like, how many slots is it? See who the audience can get closest, and then they'll spin the wheel and all sorts of stuff like that. I want to do Jeopardy as well. A friend actually made a Jeopardy board for me to do that. The questions would be popular culture or Resonite themed, you know, not the sort of usual categories that you get on Jeopardy where you're just like, the atomic weight of this thing is blah, 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 and it's sometimes used for explosions. It's like, what is uranium? You know, like, it's crazy, right? It would be more like, you know, this component aligns things in a grid. What is object grid aligner? It'd be a great, great show. Anyway, let's go through additional questions. Nuke says that they do teach you how to do taxes because the forms are in simple English and use basic math. I agree that we are taught the generic application of filling in forms, but what I want in school is for someone to sit down and be like, here is a calendar. On this date, you should be doing your taxes. Let's go through taxes now. Let's pretend that we're doing taxes, etc. This is the form. This is what it looks like. Here's the website where you go to submit it. Here are the options for people to help you. Like, for example, what's the difference between a fiduciary, a CPA, an accountant? Like, all these different words, right, are different. Like, I have, like, I don't even know what to call my finance guy, right? I've got a finance guy that looks after my investments, but I don't know what title they use. I have no idea. I probably should. I just know they're good at their job, and I sing their praises every time I speak to them. So, like, they're good. I just don't know what to call them. Moving forwards, Flux says being able to do research really quickly is a skill itself. Yeah, honestly, like being able to like quickly figure out how to get to knowledge that you need is more important than knowing programming. Like if I can figure out how, like if I can figure out that it will take me like 2 seconds to figure out the for each syntax for C sharp, then it doesn't matter and I don't need to remember it. Like my brain can be filled with what's called business logic, which is, oh yeah, we need this because this user needs to do this, blah, 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 blah. That's business logic. And it doesn't need to be filled with computer science logic. Because computer science logic is just how to get to a particular business logic application. I've got hiccups today, apparently. Lex says, would you participate in Battle Nights at all when the event starts up? I have an interest to, but I don't really know enough about Battle Nights. I thought it was going to be a lot simpler than it was. And so, like, well, I understand enough in enough detail to be comfortable and you know, let them work on it. I don't understand in enough detail to understand, like, what that would look like or if there is a desire for people to, like, you know. Basically, the way that I operate at Battle Nights right now is I said to Chroma a long time ago, I was like, if you need help, let me know, otherwise I'll leave you to it. And that's it, right? I would need to take a look at it more to figure out what's actually going on. But yes, if they'll have me, whatever. Like, generically, anyone on the team can be like, can you help doing this? And I'll find a way to help them. Para says, I understand this might be an overused question. No. There are no stupid questions. There are no overused questions. You can ask the same question as many times as you want. Don't worry about it, particularly here at Office Hours. Additional learning resources. Okay, so you're looking for resources for learning... basically Resonite and everything like that. So other than the YouTube tutorials, there's the wiki. The wiki is a little bit hard to navigate. We're working on it, but there is lots of information there, asking questions and stuff like that. One of the things to sort of challenge that and go backwards is to sort of make sure that you're asking for specifics as well. Some people are like, I want to learn Resonite, but they don't say like they want to do avatars, they want to do world making. Like, give us enough information for us to help you as well. Like, for example, Para, if you were like specifically, I need to understand how to make an abacus in Resonite, then we could tailor existing tutorials and build like a sort of a curriculum for you to study to get there. I don't know why I thought of an abacus. No, actually, I do. There's this like hand thing that students are doing in like elementary school now to like do maths fast, and it like freaks me out because like I don't understand it. But I looked into it, and what they're basically doing is imagining an abacus in front of them and then moving their hands to calculate mathematics. It looks really weird. I'll get you a video in a moment. Yosh says they've been doing that for decades. Sorry, like remember, like I left school, like mainstream education, I left in 2009. I did higher education, but like we weren't doing abacus hands. It's gotten more widespread to the point where like I don't recognize school anymore. Like I know that, you know, some of you are younger than me, of course, but like we weren't doing this in schools. We were not doing this in schools. Here you go, here's a video of it. And like what amazes me is that like not only is everyone doing it and having reasonable success, but like it's uniform as well. Like the entire class knows how to do it and they're doing it. Anyway, let's jump around to actual questions rather than my fascination with like how school has changed. There's this maths guy on YouTube that does like maths lessons, and he just puts them on YouTube. And like, if I had had him as my teacher when I learned maths, I would have been more into maths because like he's very good. Let me take a look. Questions. Blah 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 blah. Okay, so there's a question about value text format driver that's been answered. Yes, if you want to drive a string for an int, value text format driver is a good one. Zenera says, are the plans of implementing the wiki directly into Resonite? Yes, but we don't know what form that would take. There is like an understanding that like at some point maybe wiki isn't the correct format for our documentation, but like regardless of what we use, I will make sure that in some mechanism any work that is done today on the wiki is like archived and used and utilized in an appropriate manner for whatever solution we come up with. I don't really know what that's going to be, but yes, like all of the stuff that people are writing on the wiki right now will be preserved for the rest of time to the best of my abilities. Like it's already preserved quite well. We do backups of it periodically, and then I archive those backups in a way that like is it's not going to vanish. It's over in It's over in one of the like the long-term data stores, but you give them data, and then strangely, you only pay to retrieve it. That's one of those like long-term data like archive stores. I'll also be making sure that the wiki's hooked up to Internet Archive as well, because like archiving is very important. Let's move forward. So PAR is they want to learn both components and protoflux in general, just to get some understanding of both. if you want to learn it generally, then there's just like so much to go through. Maybe like pick a tiny project to start working on, and then maybe we can sort of tailor it to that. If it's more general, we don't really have content that's more general. I was thinking the other night about like a boot camp, right? And we'd do it funnily, right? I would import like a military like hat, and then affix it to my head, sort of soldier from TF2 style, and just be like, boot camp day one, protoflux, equip the tool, spawn a node. Exorcist, what should I make myself for dinner? Something healthy, something not too processed. I'm getting kind of annoyed, random tangent of the day, I'm getting kind of annoyed that some doctors and medical professionals are now like targeting ultra-processed food and saying it's really, really bad. And like, while I agree with that to some extent, I wish we would use better terminology, because like they talk about it in their like podcasts and stuff. They're like, say you pluck an apple from a tree, that's 100% natural, that's not processed. And then say we cut that apple into segments with a knife, that's processed with one step. And I'm like, you can't, like, we didn't add anything to the apple. The apple's still a nice green apple picked from a tree. It's still really cool. Sure, it's been processed, but, like, what if the process is okay? When they talk about ultra-processed foods, they mean bad processing. So I wish there was a better sort of terminology for that. Bad processing is where you lose nutrients or you present the ingredients in such a way that it looks like food but isn't food. like American cheese, right? That's, like, not really cheese. It's still like okay-ish when you look into how they make it, but like, you know, terminology around food is like always going to be a problem. Xenaris says on the wiki, it says you operate on a set of values. What are your values? Well, you can see them there. I'm still working on that section, but like, I don't know. It's good to just sort of like say, hey, I'm a transparent and honest person. I know that everyone should say that, but like, I know that some people are surprised by my transparency and honesty sometimes, particularly when they ask questions that they don't expect transparent or honest answers to. Let's move forward to, looks like we've got a question here from Sky. I'm just going to call you Sky. If that's wrong, let me know. Sky says, do you need to know game dev coding to get into Resonite, or would regular text editor dev, C#, Python, JavaScript for web translate well? Refer to the article above where I talk about, where we talked about forget and being active and teaching, etc. Lots of stuff will translate, but you need to know to keep it like at arm's length. Like, keep your existing knowledge at arm's length and then like selectively apply bits to it. A good example might be you're aware of what a conditional is. Like, you know, like how a conditional works, how branching and code works. But the syntax, keep that arm's length, because the syntax is going to be different. No more questions, by the way. I got to run. No more questions. So Kybian, what's the preferred model creation workflow for most Resonite players? If you mean like in Resonite creation, you're limited by the procedural meshes that we have. There are some people that get around that with like additional meshes to add for it. For example, look into the, what's Sloppy's ring called? I get confused because like the Neolanders have their own ring now and it's different. Anyway, Sloppy made a creation-y thingy, that uses a lot of procedural stuff, and you can make a lot of things with that. But if you're not using that, then you're going to end up with like a limitation that you get with our procedurals. Once you reach that limitation, like a good example might be you want to do like a Victorian library. You probably couldn't do that with procedurals or in-game meshes. You'd have to go into Blender and do all the sort of, you know, beveled edges and nooks and crannies that a Victorian library would have. I want to do a world creation series where we just build a room from Blender and import that in, because like it's not that complicated. With that, I'm going to leave off and head off and do the things I need to do. But if you have any additional questions and help, etc., DM me, whatever you need, and I'll speak to you guys soon.